This audio clip is brought to you by Lickin' On Lending and the sponsors that make this show possible, ArchMI, Black Knight, and Open Mortgage. To listen to the full episode, check out lickinonlending.com.
Good to have you all here with us.
That was so funny. Alan, your mic is on. It's so funny. Alan texted me, "That dog barking wasn't mine. It wasn't mine, I promise you." So anyway, that was hilarious, Alan. Good to have you on, friend.
And as they say here in the South, it's y'all's dog, not my dog.
It's y'all's dog, not my dog. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So
this
week, we're going to start with some positive news. Everybody's talking about ROI with digital mortgage and how do we get ROI out of all of our investment. First American Financial Corp announced that their application, so their loan application defect index for purchase transactions decreased by 4.6% compared to the prior month and is now down 7.8% compared to a year ago. So what does that tell us? It tells us that all the investment we're making and data validation and third-party data services and using that down the line for rules and data is definitely working. In addition, there's been some great information, David, going on, you know, everyone's investing in their digital mortgage solution, but two folks that we really haven't heard from lately, one of them, Simple Nexus, they raised $20 million in growth capital this past week. They're spending time and energy on a more well-rounded digital solution. And, you know, a lot of people have been talking about Optimal Blue. What's new with their digital mortgage front?
Yeah.
What's going on over there? Well, 2 weeks back, Optimal Blue partnered with Capsilon. They've had a lot of press releases. You can Google them and check it out. But most recently, their digital mortgage experience, they're saying, is going to be highly accurate, real-time product eligibility and pricing content. And, you know, that's some of my background is in that area. And I think it's interesting because you have a lot of data on the front end. But when you have the information, the eligibility, the more of that asset income and the better you can validate the borrower, the better eligibility you can provide them, which is real-time pricing. So I thought that was interesting. We've also got a lot of stuff going on with Blend. And, you know, just to point out two things that I think everybody would be very interested on. The first one is Fannie Mae just approved Blend as the first end-to-end digital mortgage platform for its day one certainty on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Tuesday. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, Tuesday going back a week. And they're going to be approved to provide asset verification reports for DU, so integrated directly. And it means that, you know, reduce cycle times. And also, Blend just made an announcement. You know, a lot of people talk about the digital mortgage and how do you support the wholesale side of the market? Because as a broker, you don't work sometimes with just one investor. You work with many investors. And so how do you provide one seamless process to the borrower if you want to compete with a lot of those other loan officers out there? Well, Blend just made an announcement. They're doing a deal with Caliber Home Loans, Flagstar Bank, and United Wholesale Mortgage for one experience. So as a broker, you have this one platform that's connected directly to these different institutions. That's right. And don't forget, there's lots of stuff going on the digital closing side. eOriginal, back in April, they partnered with Merce Corp. You may have remembered that press release about eNote solutions. Well, now they're helping they're continuing to digitize the closing process, of course. They're enabling settlement agents to seamlessly enter the digital mortgage ecosystem. They're calling it You Can Close with Confidence program. So settlement agents will have actual access to key documents, including e-notes, that will empower the ability to close with confidence. And Pavaso also partnered with OS National. They're a big provider of title and settlement services to deliver a complete closing program. So we're moving forward on the front of digital closings, and I think every week we'll probably have something that we can talk about on that side.
There's interesting things going on.
Yeah, with chatbots, David.
Good.
Everybody's, you know, what do you do with chatbots? So I'm going to provide a link back on the Lickin' On Lending site, but USA Mortgage, they rolled out what they called Jane. It's called Jane.ai, and it's used internally instead of externally for loan officers and in-office support staff working with clients to help get loans closed faster. So that's it for this week.
Jane.
Looking forward to hearing what Scott has to say later.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's Jane. Jane, Jane, Jane. Okay, well, I won't be doing any singing. But anyway, I can just hear the loan officers having fun with that.
That's right. I'm going to call America's Got Talent for you. That was pretty good.
I don't think they're going to be calling me for an audition. Anyway, it's so good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Alan, have a great rest.
Thanks, David.
Like you said, I want you involved in the rest of the podcast. We'll talk to Scott about it.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Archemy is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive Archemy rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, David.
Mid-market lenders, credit unions, and regional banks often face time and cost constraints when it comes to implementing new technology. The good news is, you don't have to settle for less than the best when selecting a loan origination system. Black Knight is a leading mortgage technology provider and offers an option to install its state-of-the-art Empower LOS in less than 6 months through its Empower Now program. With shorter timelines and lower implementation costs, you can have Empower up and running quickly so you can begin originating more loans. Empower Now is a faster, more cost-effective implementation approach designed specifically for mid-tier financial institutions. With its configurable workflow and business process automation, Empower scales as your loan volume increases, meaning you don't have to change your LOS as your operations grow. Learn more about this game-changing approach to your LOS at blackknightinc.com.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. I'm sure that many of you are aware of the principle of reciprocity, which is a social rule stating that people feel obligated to repay what another person is giving them. This need is hardwired into our brains. Think of the old adage, the more you give, the more you get. By giving customers something small for free, the customer is much more likely to reciprocate in a subconscious attempt to repay the gift. So how can you use this knowledge ethically to boost your business? The first step is to determine what you can give. What would be of value? A trinket given for a completed app or an inquiry? Shift your thinking to something intangible and far more valuable. Knowledge, experience, or time. That is your gift to your customer. In an industry full of disinformation and a society where everyone is rushed, sharing your knowledge garnered from experience goes a long way. In the end, you're not selling anything. Your conversations are an opportunity to gift your time, attention, knowledge, and experience. Shift your perspective from the chore of talking to potential customers to the giving of a gift. It will give you insights on those discussions and will probably bring you more business. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.